Welcome to this week's powerful DBM strategy call, everyone. We're already on March 16th, 2026, and if you feel like the world is shifting under your feet, you aren't alone. This past week has been a masterclass in why Bitcoin exists. We've seen ongoing military conflict involving the US, Israel, and Iran, and the market reaction has flipped the old safe haven script on its head.
It really has. Traditionally, when missiles fly, everyone runs to gold. But this week, gold and silver actually dropped. Why? Because the world's biggest gold hub, Dubai, saw its airspace and cargo routes effectively shut down due to the strikes. You can't move a 27-pound gold bar if the planes aren't flying. Dealers were actually offering gold at $30 below spot price just to get it off their books because it was stranded.
Meanwhile, Bitcoin did the opposite. It briefly breached $74,000 while equities were sliding. We saw on-chain data showing a 700% surge in outflows from Iranian exchanges the moment the strikes hit. People weren't speculating, they were fleeing. They were memorizing 12-word seed phrases to carry their entire net worth across borders in their heads. That's the portability premium.
Exactly, and it's not just individuals anymore. Let's talk about the big players, sovereign wealth funds. SWFs are seeing a sovereign singularity, where nations are either seizing, mining, or buying Bitcoin to hedge against this exact kind of geopolitical fragmentation.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at the top five Bitcoin-based sovereign wealth countries out there at the moment.
If we look at the leaderboard for 2026, the top five list is a mix of strategic miners and massive institutional holders. The United States remains the number one holder, primarily through law enforcement seizures. They are sitting on a massive stash that many are now calling for to be turned into a strategic reserve. Next is China, who, despite their retail bans, remain number two due to massive seizures from mining operations and fraud cases. They haven't sold, they've hoarded. Then there is Norway, NBIM. This is the sophisticated model. Norway's SWF doesn't necessarily buy BTC on an exchange. They have massive indirect exposure, over 7,100 BTC, through companies like Strategy and Coinbase. Their exposure has surged nearly 200% year over year in 2026. Next, Bhutan, the dark horse. They've shrewdly been using their vast hydropower to mine Bitcoin secretly for years. They hold over 11,000 BTC, valued at well over $1 billion. And finally, you have El Salvador, the pioneer. They are the only ones buying daily as a matter of national policy. They currently hold over 6,200 BTC and are essentially the test case for the Bitcoin standard.
Amazing insight into what the most sophisticated players are doing on behalf of their citizens. It begs the question, why are all nations not securing their country's energy on sound money? Maybe this next segment will provide some insight.
Yes, here we are driving home the digital versus physical divide. The main thesis is that portable beats heavy. The Dubai gold trap that is playing out in March 2026, gold in Dubai is selling at a discount because physical infrastructure always breaks in a crisis. If you can't move it, it's a stranded asset.
That's right. And in contrast, we have the 12-word bank. This is best illustrated with a story of a family fleeing Iran in 1979, who lost her gold at the airport through confiscation. Today, refugees use 12 words to cross borders with their wealth intact, since no authority can see it, let alone take it. Not to mention, the asset is instantly liquid on the other side of the border.
We see three demand drivers for Bitcoin into 2026. Three things pushing BTC demand to an eventual singularity event based on inevitable code and maths.
Yes, first up, we have the move to a multipolar world. More sanctions and weaponized money over recent years mean more countries and their populations need an exit the government can block.
Next, the digital nomads effect. Millions of people now live across borders and need money that moves as fast as they do. Not to mention the third epoch of the internet, known as the Internet of Money, where millions of people no longer need to be physical migrants as they can earn incomes by owning digital entities. Something the DBM community specializes in, of course.
Last but not least, we have the AI agents. This is the wild card and it's still early days, but clearly AI needs a native digital currency to transact autonomously.
They won't be opening bank accounts as we have known them for the past 100 years, that's for sure.
Okay, let's shift gears once more and take a look at another highlight from this past week, the Strategy Effect and the $1 billion Bitcoin in a day move.
Yes, to wrap up this week, we have to look at the absolute insane happenings with the Strategy ticker. There are reports that Strategy raised $1 billion in a single trading session this past week.
Wow, these numbers are staggering. They allegedly raised over $303 million from their STRC vehicle and another $727 million from MSTR. That's $1 billion in 24 hours to buy Bitcoin.
This is creating an amplification loop. They have main methods of providing value to their shareholders. They can buy more BTC to keep the amplification depressed, or they can pull back and let the sheer scarcity of Bitcoin drive the share price higher. The analysis we're looking at calls this the ultimate Bitcoin singularity. We're seeing a corporate entity move faster than some central banks to absorb the circulating supply.
If a single company can raise $1 billion in a day to buy a fixed supply asset while the Middle East is in flames, the legacy governments are still arguing over petrodollars and paper gold is evaporating, the world is definitely still asleep on how fast this is moving. In the meantime, Strategy are way ahead, and we are sure the big institutions and governments are watching this innovation in money closely.
Indeed. Portability, sovereignty, and $1 billion of Bitcoin in a day. That's the week in a nutshell on the macro and geopolitical level. As ever, those who work hard and stay on top of their digital businesses are way ahead of the curve in both realization of the global gains and the very latest in how digital assets provide everyone a shot at self-determination. Part 2 of the DBM strategy call is all about how we apply real action to this knowledge. This week, we look at a project that we entered at less than 25 cents and today is worth over $250 per coin, and a powerful ownership model we have that allows us to deploy USDT into 10% per month yields whilst also being equity owners with dividends. These are just two examples of how we master equity, profit, and residual incomes in the powerful DBM income loop model. See the link below to access part 2 of the DBM strategy call each week, as well as the powerful DBM Wealth Builder series, the ideal resource for those just getting started in digital business. Keep driving your success, everyone. We'll see you next time.